Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Deere & Company has agreed to pay $99 million to settle a class action lawsuit accusing a company of monopolizing repair services for its farm equipment. The settlement still requires final court approval. The 2022 lawsuit alleged Deere withheld essential repair software and worked with authorized dealers to restrict farmers from fixing their own equipment or using independent repair shops. Aaron Shire, Government Relations Director with the National Farmers Union, says that they have been pushing for right to repair and says that even though this doesn't fix the issue, it is a step in the right direction. The Moline, Illinois-based manufacturer, which operates under the John Deere brand, has faced multiple right to repair complaints in recent years.
And also agreed to provide access to digital repair tools for 10 years. Of course, this doesn't solve the issue. This doesn't mean farmers will all have the right to repair now, but it is moving us in that direction. I think it's worth remembering that the Federal Trade Commission and several state attorneys general have an additional and slightly different lawsuit against John Deere that is still ongoing. There have been several bills introduced in Congress, a law that was passed in Colorado, and other states making progress as well,
including Iowa. Aaron Shire with the National Farmers Union.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.